Good morning, guys. What a beautiful sunrise.
Thank you guys for being so quiet. Do you see how doing this makes you feel relaxed and peaceful?
Yeah, really nice.
I don't think I've ever seen Jordan this calm the whole time.
The docs are right. This has a way of calming the savage beast.
This is a beautiful place, but you don't need a perfect setting to calm your heart. Just turn off all the noise and let your mind and body rest. For some reason, that seems hard to do at home, but if you have anxiety, you gotta do this. Let me see. Should be about time. If you look back toward camp through the trees, you should just be able to make it
Dolliver,
out.
Dolliver, I see him. It's Dolliver.
Dolliver has one last bit of wisdom to share. You know, he's quite a sight, but he does have some great stories.
That's true.
I still think there's a chipmunk in there. I realized watching him that you can be pretty dirty, but be really wise and pretty cool. If anyone has germs, it's Dolliver, and he's completely healthy.
Matt, that's completely true.
Hey, Dolliver, how about a cup of Joe?
That'd be mighty kind of you. Oh, kid, heading home?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. Oh, sure is pretty this morning, ain't it? Nothing finer than God's unspoiled creation.
That sure is true. Dolliver, any words of wisdom for these here pilgrims?
Yeah, I sure do, Dr. Chris. And there was this young feller practicing baseball by himself, see? And he was saying, I'm the greatest hitter in the world. So he throws a ball up in the air and he takes a swing and whoosh. Well, there's a fine-looking swing and all, but nary a thing except air. Strike one, he says. So he gets himself ready. He tosses up again and whoosh! Misses. Strike two. But still, he insists, I'm the greatest hitter in the world. But this time, he checks his bat, wipes some powder on his hands, and he rubs them out just right and gets in his stance just perfect. He is ready as he's ever gonna be. He grabs that ball and he carefully just tosses it up in the air. I declare it was perfect. The ball was just floating. He got his eyes on the ball and he takes his swing and it is beautiful. Whippersnappers look kind of tired, so I'll just let y'all pack up. I'll see y'all later.
Wait, what happened?
Okay. Since y'all want to know, well, he's staring a hole in that ball. He can see the stitches as they spin. And he's coming around with that bat. You should have seen it. Whoosh! He misses. Strike three. So, he stops. He looks down, sort of agitated, confused, a little angry, a little sad, and he just cogitates for a second. And then he just brightens up, just like he got an inspiration. And he says, woo-hoo-hoo! I'm the greatest pitcher in the world.
Dude, that was bogus.
Well, now see, there's an important lesson here. And just like this young fella, you can have the ability to think of your life in a way that's happy and not afeard. You can think positive and be thankful instead of thinking the worst. You gotta have hope. Never, ever lose hope.
I like that, Mr. Dolliver.
Anxiety and hope are flip-flopped. When one goes up, the other goes down. So when a kid feels very little hope, anxiety goes up. But when a kid has more hope, anxiety goes down. Pretty cool, huh?
Dr. David, that's some pretty deep thinking there. You best listen to them docs, kids. They got some good rocks up in their craniums. If you do what they tell you, you can get over that dad blame fear you got. Now, I think you youngins best get to packing up. You got a long haul back. Bye now. Y'all have a safe trip back there. Come on back and visit anytime you want. I got your biscuits and gravy ready for you.
All right, now, group, let's strike camp and pack it up. Hey, guys, before we set out on the trail and head back down to the big tree, everyone go down to the lake and pick out a small stone. Not too big. One that can fit in your pocket. Find as pretty a stone as you can.
Or one in a cool shape. Don't take too long, but find a good one.
I know where some are.
Show us. I want to see.
Hey, I want to see.
Okay, guys, ready to go? Everybody got their stones?
I think so. I kind of hate to leave. This was so fun.
Me too. I'm not anxious with you guys. I haven't felt that in a long time. When I get back, I'm going to really work on the things I've learned.
Me too. I'm tired of listening to my fear.
Okay, guys, let's go.